29 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 2929. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 292.
Bank on checking that pays with the Integrity Club at Integrity First Bank. Get rewarded for everyday purchases and earn up to $80 annually in cash back. Call or stop by any of our 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations and learn about even more club benefits like everywhere cash savings, free estate planning review, and other benefits to protect your financial future, as well as convenient online and first mobile banking. Join the club, the Integrity Club, and bank on checking that pays with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop The Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, The Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Kathy was moving into a new home when she accidentally dropped a firearm that went off, shattering her elbow. She was airlifted to UAMS, the state's only academic medical center. Here, doctors are among the nation's best at treating complex cases. Orthopedic surgeons work together to rebuild the bone and graft a nerve to restore movement to Kathy's arm.
UAMS did the impossible. I don't think anyone else could have done that.
UAMS, we are here for a better state of health.
And we welcome you to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Again, brought to you by Acumen Audio and May Family Motors. Adds our score at the break. Mountain Home trailing Batesville by a score of 24-7. The game was actually very early on. Mountain Home was able to tie the game up. At first score was for Batesville with about 7.5 minutes left of the opening quarter. On a 4-yard run by Ward, their running back Jaden Ward, Mountain Home was able to tie it back up later on. They run some clock as well in the first quarter and on into the second quarter as they scored on a 16-yard pass play from Isaac McKay to their big tight end David Waymire. He was a little shaken up after that, and hopefully he's okay. But it didn't take long, less than a minute after that, as Batesville scored again after a 59-yard run by their very fast running back Cedric Hall. And that put Batesville on top, and they have stayed on top ever since. They scored another touchdown after a 2-yard run by Seth Salter. And then their last score came with 4 seconds left of the opening half on a 29-yard field goal by Nelson Romero. So Mountain Home going to see what kind of adjustments that they can make at halftime, because they're not out of it just yet. It is a 3-possession game, but there's still a full half of action left to play here tonight at Bomber Stadium. We will take a break. We'll check in with Tim Tibbs as he will have another Classic Hits 101.7 studio report in just a moment. Our score at halftime: Mountain Home trailing Batesville 24-7. You're listening to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hey, what up? Brendan Shea here from Shea's Appliance. Spring is here and summer's right around the corner. Bees are buzzing, but don't get stung by the competition. Come into Shea's Appliance, where right now you can take up to 15% off everything in the store. That's a honey of a deal. Get great discounts on brands like Electrolux, Frigidaire, GE, Samsung, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid. Plus, at Shea's Appliance, we service everything we sell. Shea's Appliance, just off the bypass on Highway 5, Mountain Home.
Arkansas is much more than a great place to live, work, and play. It's also a great place to save for college, thanks to the Arkansas 529 College Savings Plan. Hi, this is Treasure State Dennis Milligan. You can get started for as little as $25. You'll be giving a forever gift to your child or grandchild and receiving a state income tax deduction. Visit Arkansas529.org today.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 Plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at Arkansas529.org.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Head to Dairy Queen and get pie or cake. For you pie lovers, Dairy Queen's Pumpkin Pie Blizzard, filled with pumpkin pie filling, pieces of flaky pie crust, DQ soft serve blended and topped with whipped topping, and a touch of nutmeg is back. For the cake lovers, DQ is introducing their newest Blizzard, the best chocolate cake Blizzard, filled with scrumptious chocolate cake pieces, creamy cake icing blended with DQ soft serve. Stop by your Mountain Home Dairy Queen on Main Street and get your favorite before it's gone.
We all want the best education for our children, and did you know that that begins even before kindergarten? At Creative Academy Preschool in Mountain Home, children learn skills from infancy to 5 years old, including activities that stimulate development, challenge, and prepare them not only for school, but for life. They provide not just a head start, but a giant leap into lifelong learning. Call them at 425-1141 or stop by Creative Academy anytime for a tour and information at 731 Justice Street in Mountain Home.
And it is week three of the young football season. Of course, everybody wrapping up their non-conference games, getting ready for their conference action to start next week, and seeing a lot of scores out there. Let's go ahead and check some of the scores around the state. And, of course, here we have Batesville leading Mountain Home 24-7. We'll change that in the second half. But here we go from around the state. Bryant is leading Lake Hamilton 34-7. And at half, Cabot leads Little Rock Fair 30-0. Fort Smith Southside is leading Rogers Heritage 30-0. Conway leading Bentonville 21-10. Little Rock Parkview is trailing North Little Rock at the half 14-7. West Memphis leading Little Rock Central, shutting them out so far 33-0. Fayetteville has a slight lead over Texas Dallas Bishop Dune 14-13 at the half. Still in the second quarter, Rogers leads Missouri St. Louis Normandy 35-0. That's winding down. Halftime, Springdale Harbor, they are just too much for Oklahoma Jenkins, 22-0 at the half. Last report for first quarter, it is Little Rock Catholic leading Jonesboro 10-7. Halftime, Pine Bluff leading Fort Smith Northside, just edging them out 8-7 at the half. Also at the half, Searcy leading Morrilton 24-20. Van Buren and Siloam Springs at the half are tied up 14 apiece. Second quarter action, El Dorado just too much for Magnolia tonight. 37-7 is that score. Taking a look, Texarkana leads halftime over Camden Fairview 17-0. It's all knotted up at the half between Winn and Beebe, 14 each. It is Little Rock Christian leading Harrison in the second quarter, 28-21. We got a game going on right there. At the second quarter is Prescott over Hope, 27-0. Malvern's leading Hot Springs Lakeside, 8-6. And they're just ending the first quarter there. Watson Chapel leads Warren, 12-6. At halftime, second quarter action, Whitehall over Sheridan, 35-13. Halftime sees Greenwood over Alma, 34-21. Little Rock Mills is trailing Maumelle. Actually, Maumelle shutting them out right now, 37-0 at the half. Greenbrier is trailing Benton halftime, 28-16. Is Dardanelle over Clarksville at the half, 24-3. Boonville over Valonia, 20-0. That is halftime there as well. Farmington and Pea Ridge tied up at 7 at the half. Mansfield and Lincoln, 27 for Mansfield. Lincoln being shut out here at the half. Halftime, Heber Springs leading Harding Academy, 21-7. Halftime, Helena, West Helena, Forest City. West Helena leading 30-8 in that game. Newport's leading Lone Oak at the half, 14-0, and a shutout going there. Stuttgart's leading DeWitt, another shutout, 26-0 at the half. Charleston is leading Ozark 21-14 halftime. Second quarter action, Osceola leading Pocahontas 42-14. The Prairie Grove, West Fork. It is Prairie Grove leading 40-6. That is a halftime score. Shiloh Christian's leading Pottsville 35-0. Arkadelphia over Hot Springs 35-0. Mena leading Waldron. All these are halftime scores, 33-19. Into the third quarter already, it's Robertson and Baptist Prep 51-0 for Robertson. Let's see, any other, because Nettleton is leading Star City 23-14. Clinton leads Central Arkansas Christian 21-0 at the half. Melbourne and Salem, it is Melbourne leading Salem at the half, 18-14. Another good game going on there. Cedar Ridge and Midland, Cedar Ridge leads 26-6. Halftime score for Gosnell, 7-0 over Rivercrest. Bigelow's leading, trailing Mayflower. Mayflower's 58-6 at the half. Walnut Ridge and Harrisburg. Walnut Ridge leading in the second quarter, 24-0. Halftime, Atkins leads Yellville Summit 29-6 at this time. Other scores from around the state, Junction City and Haynesville. Junction City leads 27-7. Earl leading Mountain View 42-0. It's Batesville Southside over Cross County 20-6 at the half. Second quarter action, Smackover leading Fountain Lake 14-7. East Poinsett County over Corning at the half 8-0. Piggott leads Rector, shutting him out 49-0, and that's still in the second quarter. Their third quarter action, Hector leading Paris 35-16. And it's Cutter Morning Star at the half, leading Bismarck 7-0. McCrory is leading Mavila Lane 29-0. Palestine Wheatley over Clarendon 12-6 at the half. Refreshing, see if we can get any new scores in for us. Here's one, Hampton and Murfreesboro. Hampton leads 38-6 at halftime. Mount Ida over Lamar, 28-0 at the half. Bearden and Girden. Bearden leads 29-0. That's still in the second quarter. Rising Lake Village, halftime in that matchup. It's Rising leading 27-0. At halftime for Oklahoma Muskogee, leading Bentonville West 24-21, another tight matchup. Nashville leading Oklahoma Abella 14-10. And those are the latest scores that we have from around the state. We'll go back to Bomber Stadium here in just a moment as the halftime show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
America's farm families and ranchers grow more than just our food. In fact, agriculture helps feed our economy, supplying over $1 billion in exports, as well as helping supply over 24 million jobs right here in the United States. Along with KTLO, Classic Hits, and The Boot, we salute all of the farmers, ranchers, and those who keep this country not only fed, but growing strong. Thank you from everyone at Orchland Farm and Home Mountain Home in Flippin, Baxter County Abstract, Joey Sample, and Marion County Farm Bureau.
Orchland Farm and Home has all the things you need to get you ready for colder weather. Right now, save $200 on a Country Tough 35-ton log splitter. Purchase a Echo 20-inch bar length chainsaw and get a free $50 gift card. Save $20 on steel, utility, or dump cart. Your choice, just $59.99. Sale price is good through September 17th at Orchland Farm and Home in Mountain Home and Flippin'.
And we welcome you back to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. We'll look over our numbers in a moment. Right now, we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home head golf coach and the girls' basketball coach, Del Leonard. And, Del, you're actually, boys, just coming off a good win over Harrison yesterday.
Actually, Brad, we've played Harrison three times this year, and we're 3-0 against them, boys and girls, so we're excited about that. Anytime you beat Harrison, it's good. So, hey, before I forget, my wife just texted me and said I better give her a shout-out, so hey, Lindsay.
They had a good win last night, straight sets against, I believe, Greenbrier?
They did. The volleyball team is starting to pick things up, and they're young, but, you know, nobody else cares that we're young, people that we play against, but we're talented, but it's a lot of young talent mixed in with a few kids who've got a lot of experience. And, you know, the way that always works out, usually you have some bumps in the road and you're trying to figure things out early. But when a group like our volleyball team figures it out, they're a lot of fun to watch and they're starting to figure it out.
Well, let's get back to your golf teams. Overall, I imagine you have to be overall pleased with the way they performed this year.
I'm pleased. Our boys are led by Bradley Ludwig and Gage McClain, and they've both been right there at the top all year. We've got a couple young kids that are contributing. Weston Hoover has been kind of steady with that third spot for us. Chris Waymire's come on really strong here toward the end, and he could end up anywhere, 3 or 4. And that fifth spot right now could be, you know, it's Billy Knox has been there most of the year. And Luke Dibble and Billy are real close with their scores right now. And Luke Jackson actually will start practicing Monday. And, you know, he was shooting in the 80s last year as a sophomore. So Luke could come in immediately and throw in somebody that could shoot in the 80s, and he could immediately make us better. It's seven, eight kids, and you can only take five to the state tournament. So that competition's a good thing, and golf kind of takes care of itself. It's just whoever the top five scores are, that's who you play. So it'll be interesting to see how things play out these next 2 weeks going into the playoffs.
Well, speaking of which, Mountain Home is going to be hosting, I believe, the girls' side of the Class 6A state tournament. It's, you know, it seems like they are hosting one of the state tournaments almost every year. It's got to say a lot about what a top-notch place Big Creek is.
Well, it's awesome, and we're so fortunate to be able to practice out there. And when you talk about people like Calvin and Sissy Shasheen and Lang Zimmerman and Sarah Zimmerman, and then you got our golf pro, Todd Dunaway, they want us to host a state tournament every year, and either the boys or the girls. And the last 3 years since I've been the head coach, we've hosted girls, boys, and now girls, and they want to do it every year, and it's great for our community. I mean, we get all these teams that come in, they get to see an awesome course, but they also stay at our restaurant or stay at our hotels and eat at our restaurants, and they'll be here for 3 days, and they'll bring a lot of people. So it's and talking about our girls, they've got a shot. We're one of about five teams on the girls' side that has a really legit shot. Greenwood's a heavy favorite, and they're a heavy favorite because of their number one girl named Sydney Gamble that shoots par. And Big Creek, as luck would have it, is probably her favorite course to play at. So that's going to be a challenge for someone to knock them off. But Sydney Chinskowski and Kenzie Collins are playing lights out right now. And very rarely do you hear of a girl breaking 80, but they're both about to. And I think that one of them, if not both of them, on one day or not both days, will break 80 for us in the playoffs. And Tom Chinskowski's taking the girls over. And I've just kind of let him have the girls, and he's done a great job and volunteered a lot of time, put a lot of time into them, and they are really, really showing a lot of improvement. I'm very thankful for him. The rest of our girls, Corey Schaffler's a senior, Kennedy Wyatt is a sophomore, and Haley Shasheen is a freshman. So our girls team has a really, really good shot to make some noise next week in the playoffs. And talking about people helping out, Lou Wood helps our boys, and I'm just real thankful for Lou and Tom, and also everything that Todd Dunaway does for us out there. I couldn't be in a better spot as a golf coach.
Real quickly, it's still about two months away, but how are preparations going for basketball season?
Well, it's great. I mean, if not the most fun, one of the most fun groups of kids that we've ever had. And, you know, I wear my basketball hat from 1:30 to about 4 o'clock every day, and then I put on the golf hat and go to the golf course. And I enjoy that time. And Lindsay and I have been very lucky because, of course, you know, on even days she's in the basketball period, and odd days she's in the volleyball period. But on the days that neither one of us could be there because of golf and volleyball, Garrett Coode is our volunteer coach, and he takes care of our practices. And those girls are the type of girls that they could run a practice without anybody being there, because the thing about them is they're gonna do things exactly like they've got a coach standing there. And it's a lot of fun. When you look at our seniors, Hannah Pfeiffer, Mally Tabor, Riley Walker, Madeline Collins, and Effie Hardy, that's a pretty solid group of seniors. And you got Peyton Husky and Kyra Penn in the junior class, and then Emma and Abby Martin and Anna Grace Foreman make our sophomore class. And every one of those kids contribute something to our team that's very important. I know we're a ways away and still excited about a lot of our fall sports, or all of them. And I'm excited about seeing what happens in our state tournaments in golf. And I'm telling you, I can't help but get excited about the opportunities that our girls basketball team is going to have this year.
Well, Adela, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you very much. I appreciate everything, Matt, and I hope that Brad gets to feeling better.
Absolutely. That's going to wrap up the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score, Mountain Home trailing Batesville 24-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
May Family Motors in Mountain Home invites you to stop by and say hi and check out their late model pre-owned vehicle selection. Do you have a driver about to turn 16? Maybe a student who'll be graduating in the spring? May Family Motors is here to help you with your vehicle needs. Proud supporters of Bomber Football, May Family Motors, 1038 Highway 5 South, Mountain Home, 870-701-0988. And make sure to like May Family Motors on Facebook to get updates on all their great deals and specials.
Here are a few interesting farm facts. Farm and ranch families comprise just 2% of the U.S. population. Cattle and calves, corn and dairy products, are the top three U.S. farm products. And women make up about 30% of the total number of American farm operators. Everyone at Powell Feed Stores, Mountain Home, Flippin and Yaleville, and Danny Porter, Century 21, Lee Mack Realty, joins with KTLO, Classic Hits, and The Boot in saluting our local farmers and ranchers, who not only keep us fed, but keep our country growing strong.
Well, we're about to get the second half started here as Mountain Home is going to kick off to Batesville to start the second half. Real quick, let's look over some stats real quick. Total offense, Batesville with 193 yards, Mountain Home with 107. Batesville with 17 carries for 115 yards, Mountain Home 24 carries for 91. Batesville passing 78 yards on 5 of 12. Mountain Home 1 of 2 passing for 16 yards. Right now, Batesville's leading rusher is Cedric Hall, 7 carries for 93 yards. And looks like it's Mountain Home. It's about to kick off to Batesville. Here the kick is up in the air, and it is controlled.